Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood. The Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Bobby Brown was sentenced to 55 days in jail yesterday after acknowledging in court that he was caught drunk driving last year near L.A. He must report to jail on March 20th. He also faces 4 years probation and was ordered to install an ignition locking device on his car and attend an alcohol counseling program. Rihanna got a restraining order against an obsessed fan who tried to break into her home. Steve Lombardo was arrested last Thursday after breaking into her neighbor's house. Barlow thought the home he entered was Rihanna's. He told police that he was invited and slept in the bed that he thought was Rihanna's and stole property. Meanwhile, he must stay at least 100 yards away from the singer. A gun buyback program in New York would reward residents with Beyonce concert tickets for the Mrs. Carter show. Hip-hop mogul Michael Blue Williams, head of Family Tree Entertainment and manager of Outkast and CeeLo Green, wants to offer gun holders who turn their weapons in Beyonce tickets. He has pitched the city's first private sector gun buyback program to the NYPD and is waiting for an approval. Steve Harvey was questioned over a car keying incident that occurred in Florida over the weekend. Harvey and his bodyguard were questioned by the Palm Beach officers in connection with the vandalism incident. Witnesses claim they spotted someone matching the bodyguard's description near a parked Ford Fusion that was mysteriously keyed. Police aren't releasing the details because the probe is continuing. Matthew Graham has filed a lawsuit against Akon, claiming he was working for his concert at Bayfest Music Festival in Alabama in 2009 when Akon neglectedly stave-dove into the crowd and struck him. Graham says he sustained permanent injury to his knee, back, and head during the incident and is now physically disabled. He's suing for medical expenses, lost wages, physical pain, and mental anguish, demanding unspecified damages. Funk legend George Clinton has filed for divorce from his wife of 22 years, Stephanie Lynn Clinton. According to documents, the couple, who married in 1990, has experienced long-term separation throughout the marriage and says their marriage is irrevocably broken. Meanwhile, the couple has no children together, no shared property or bank accounts.
It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie.
Never get it twisted.
Brought to you by Meijer. Higher standards, lower prices.